Hello, funky listeners, and welcome to another episode of Funk Radio. This is your host, Kyle.
And this is your host, Peter.
We're back.
Gone a long time again.
This is my fault. I've been in the process of a pretty major move, and it seems like no portion of this move has gone smoothly. Bad movers and bad, internet people have caused me a very big headache trying to get internet set up. And unfortunately, without internet, we cannot lend our lovely voices to your listening ear holes.
That's true.
Yeah.
Well,
the internet makes this possible.
And with your help, listeners, money can make this possible as well.
we're like the PBS of podcasts.
We do like the telethon thing.
Yeah.
We get famous funk artists to answer the phones for us.
Exactly. And then Mr. T, because he always does telethons.
Well, we are not talking about telethons today.
We're talking about something much greater.
So I learned recently that way back in the magical year of 1989, Wendy's restaurants, in their training program for new employees to get them, up to speed on how to properly, prepare food and drinks and everything for the customers, they had a series of videos which were strangely really fun and included like rap songs about how to, how to flip the burgers properly and how to scoop the chili right,
how to pour
coffee and stuff like that. And it's kind of amazing.
Yeah,
I haven't really seen any other examples of like
other fast food chains.
Any kind of training videos that were like this fun or incorporated this type of music, and late '80s, pop slash some sort of rap music.
It's like rap soul. I don't even know. It's weird.
Yeah, it's pretty entertaining.
Yeah, Peter turned me on to this, and it's one of those things where I'm sure that these videos are only like, limited amount of VHSs, distributed by Wendy's corporate, and there's probably not a lot of them left. But if for whatever reason they ever put this on vinyl, I would buy that vinyl. And I really want the middle of the vinyl to have like the Wendy's face, the Wendy's girl face in the middle.
Oh my god. No, you need a picture of Dave Thomas, the founder.
Who? Oh, yeah. The old white guy.
In one of the videos, and they're all on YouTube, fortunately, so thank God we live in the age of the internet where everything is possible.
Where nothing dies and everything.
In one of the videos, I don't remember, there's a couple of shorter songs, and then there's one video that's like a 15-minute longer thing with some terrible acting. But about a third of that video is just the founder, Dave Thomas, sitting there talking about his old-fashioned hamburgers and why you as a burger flipper are making a difference.
Does he explain why they're square?
Yeah, he actually does. He said,
oh, perfect, because I never knew.
I think he said something like, we make our burgers square so that they hang out of the bun or something. Which seems like a weird reason.
I always assumed it was just a matter of logistics. If you're spreading out ground beef and you're cutting circles, the space between those circles you're cutting is basically wasted beef, unless they remash it together and make more. Mm-hmm. I don't know. So I figured their logic was, we'll make squares so that every amount of ground beef is utilized, I always thought that was their logic. I thought it was like a money thing. But I guess that makes sense too.
Yeah, I mean, well, it doesn't make sense, but it's a different explanation, I guess. I always kind of saw the square thing as just, it feels a little bit more processed than natural.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Like, they kind of just have huge flats of meat, and they just cut them into grids of squares.
That's what always baffled me, too, is it's like, they're totally cool with making a burger that totally looks like an artificial burger. Like, a natural patty that you form is never going to be square, but then they make it with their big giant patty cutting machines and they're like perfect squares every time. I don't know. You know why they do it? So that it fits on the cheese doesn't fold over the edges.
Well,
when it melts.
That there could actually be some juice to that.
I don't know. I'm just guessing. But I actually have a cute story about Wendy's. When I was a kid, growing up in this tiny ass hick town of Minooka, Illinois. Fun fact: also the hometown of famous mustached actor Ron Swanson / Nick Offerman.
Oh, he's from there. That's cool.
Yep. And so the only major fast food place was Wendy's. So when I was a kid, I would always go to the Wendy's and get a mini Frosty and a baked potato, because for some reason I really freaking like their baked potatoes. Which probably is good that a kid's eating potatoes and not nasty food or whatever. And until the second or third year that I lived there, when they built a McDonald's, Wendy's was like my go-to fast food place, and I swear to God, I had a mini Frosty probably like every other day. I was a fat-ass little kid. But then it gets funnier though, because when they started building the McDonald's, every day the bus route that I took would pass right by the construction site. So every day I would look and see the McDonald's being built a little bit more and more, and you'd think they were building like fucking Disneyland. You'd think it was like the greatest place on earth. I was just like, oh, when they finally opened and they had like a play place and everything.
Oh man.
It was like redneck Disneyland.
That's a good way to describe McDonald's.
The fattiest place on earth. But yeah, I still have an affinity for Wendy's Frosties because of that. I think their Frosties are better than any other fast food place shake. I mean, they're not really a shake, but whatever.
You know who used to have really good... Actually, well, they still do, but they're a lot smaller now, is Carl's Jr.
Yes, you're right.
When we were kids, like, I don't remember if we ever had them when we were a kid there, but they were huge and they were like delicious.
They were no Carl's Juniors when I was a kid.
Okay.
I do remember getting shake there once or twice though after living here, and I was like, damn, these are some pretty good fast food shakes.
Yeah.
I always thought Jack in the Box shakes were good, but I think it wasn't the fact that they were good, it was the fact that they were well presented. Like, because they had the whipped cream and they put the little cherry on top.
Oh, yeah.
It fooled you into thinking, "Oh, this is like a true shake."
Mm.
It was more presentation than actual quality. But
yeah, well, as much as fast food is relevant to this conversation, we should probably talk about the actual music element of this.
Yes.
So as we mentioned, I believe there's four different songs that you can find on the internet. One of them is called Grill Skills. Also, we have to mention that, remember what I said, there was the longer video that's about 15 minutes long?
Yes.
And includes, like, fake acting, or terrible acting, I mean. I don't know if you watched it, but the boy, I think they call him Billy or Bill or something, he goes to watch, like, a little TV in the back of the restaurant. His manager's like, okay, watch this video so you can learn how to cook burgers. And then, like, the rapper guy's face, like, ghosts out of the TV and like pulls the kid into the TV, and then he teaches him how to grill burgers properly.
I'm seeing a screenshot of that, so I think I have an idea of what you're talking about.
Yeah, it's painfully and lovably 80s, the entire thing. So that's Grill amazing. Skills is the song about how to flip the burgers properly. Apparently you flip them three different times throughout the process, and sometimes you mush them and sometimes you don't. I think you don't on the third flip, if I remember correctly. And then there's different rules if, like, there's cheese on it, or if it's a doubled patty. So that... let's play a little clip from Grill Skills, so you listeners can learn how to flip burgers.
Now, working the grill, Bill, it ain't so tough. But first of all, you got to check your stuff. Like a grill that's set at 250, with the meat and cheese that's ready to go. A towel to keep your station looking cool. But most of all, you got to have your tool. Are you with me now? Get ready. We're gonna lay them down. Now, meat's got grain to it just like wood. You got to follow the arrow to lay it down like you should. From the front to the back, you got to lay it down. Space it evenly, not scattered around. Next, you got to salt the meat from the back to the front to make the taste complete. Not too little, not too much. With a little finesse, you'll get the touch.
The CEO guy, what's his name? Bob Evans? No. No, Bob Evans is a restaurant. What's his name?
Dave Thomas.
Thank you. Dave Thomas is like gonna like personally come after us. He's gonna send his hit girl Wendy.
I think he died.
Oh yeah, because isn't his daughter, isn't his daughter who is Wendy, actually like kind of the new spokesperson? She even has red hair. Because I remember seeing her in current commercials. I remember seeing her like once or twice.
Oh well, I mean they have like the new like Wendy character, but that's they also had the her like the actual Wendy.
Yeah, there was one that actually had her. Yeah, yeah. And I'm like, oh wow, she got fat probably from eating Wendy's all her life.
Yeah, so Dave Thomas died in 2002. So quite a long time ago.
Sadness.
So like,
when did Ronald McDonald die?
Not soon enough. So let's see. We listened to Grill Skills. Let's see. Another one is for cold.
I like the
cold drinks one, which wasn't. It's not. It's probably my least favorite of the four. But that being said, they're all still really entertaining. Mm-hmm. This one has the Frosties in it, Kyle.
Yeah.
Oh no, I guess you didn't watch this one, right?
I thought the Frosties one was in the chili one.
Oh, maybe it was. I don't remember. It's all kind of a blur to me now.
Because nothing goes together like Frosties and chili.
Yeah, I see a picture of the... Okay, yeah, you're right about that. So I don't remember what's on the cold drinks. It must just be sodas.
Probably it's like how you use the soda fountain thingy.
Yeah.
This is back when they actually served you soda. You didn't just go and do it yourself.
That's true.
I wonder when they made that sort of like... I don't know, handoff change where people were like there's probably like some point in like the mid 90s when restaurants started doing that and people are like, what the fuck? I have to get my own drink. You know?
Yeah.
God. They're all like completely like indignant about it.
Yeah.
What do they pay you burger flippers for? Pretty sure I'm going to have to flip the patties.
I don't know why when you said it in that voice, I was just imagining Dave Thomas like in the back and of the rest of like the kitchen just yelling at people.
Oh my god, that's amazing.
We're terrible people.
He's like, do I gotta do this myself? He starts flipping them all.
He just flips the whole grill over.
Oh man.
So yeah, cold drinks. I think there's also something about water cups in that video too. I don't remember. And iced tea. I think that was something. Since I don't remember everything about the cold drinks video, why don't we listen to a little clip of that and it'll remind us all what's in that video.
Drinks. Cold. Are you ready? Here we go. Soft drinks, lemonade, water, cold tea. It's up to you. It's up to me. Cold drinks come in 4 cups. Gotta know the size before you fill it up. Biggie, medium, small, kids' meal. Keep it straight. It's a good deal. Use the scoop to fill with ice. Never use the cup. Take my advice. For soft drinks, fill the ice halfway. No matter the size, that's what I say. Tilt the cup and push against the lever. Keeps the foam down now. Isn't that clever? If there's still foam, let it settle down. Don't pour it off or your boss will frown. When you reach a quarter inch from the top, that's where...
So that was cold drinks. There was also the third one is about serving chili and I guess Frosties as well in the same video.
Yeah, and I thought that was odd.
The cookies are in there too. Because I think a lot of the time like there'd be like a combo of like a cookie, a Frosty, and chili. Which seems like the worst thing you could do to your body.
I'm thinking when you want to have a war with your stomach, combine chili and Frosties. Okay. Correct me if I'm wrong, didn't you at one point do chili and donuts together?
I did, yeah. It was good.
Unfortunately, I was not there for that.
Was
that as brilliant as it sounds?
Honestly, it's really good. I did it with like the plain donuts. I didn't try it with glazed or anything like that. Although it would probably be just as good.
Yeah, I wouldn't try those donuts filled with jelly or anything, though.
No. No, I mean, like eating chili with plain donuts is basically, it's just like a sweeter type of cornbread, except different.
Yeah, that's a good point, because people dip their cornbread in chili.
Yeah.
That's a good point.
So yeah, it was really good.
That sounds good. Maybe I'll try that. Well, we should contact Dave Thomas, whatever his name is.
Tom Davis.
And get him to start serving donuts. Tom Davis, whatever.
Saying it backwards. He has two first names. So you watched the chili one, right?
Yes, I did.
Was there anything out of this that you wanted to pick out?
I learned that chili can be served with cheese.
That's
true. I don't know.
You sprinkle some cheese on top.
This reminds me of like a video that would have been sang by like Lionel Richie or something. Like Lionel Richie just pops out of the chili. You know?
Sadly, I can picture that.
It seems like that, or obviously like when he was with the Commodores, it seems like a Commodores thing. Like they were like on hard times, like they couldn't, you know, get any number one records, so they hawked themselves out to like fast food places to sing. Now, do we ever learn who actually records the music in these videos? Obviously, I don't think it's employees.
I think at the end of one of them, it says like the crew or the Wendy's crew or something like something, some generic thing that like doesn't actually mean anything to my knowledge. I didn't actually dig deep enough to try to find out who it actually was. I assume it was just like the guy rapping.
Mm-hmm.
I doubt he's like an actual guy.
He's just a figment of our imagination.
Yes.
Now he's probably just some like low level singer guy hired by Wendy's. Yeah.
Well, one thing.
Sorry, continue.
I was gonna say one thing I learned from the chili video is that you stir it in an 8 pattern. So you go front to back and then like bottom to top.
That is
to kind of like make sure it's always mixed whenever you scoop it.
With the ladle or whatever.
Yeah, the big like vat of chili that's just sitting there all day. You gotta mix it so it seems fresh.
Yeah, so it the heat is evenly distributed. That makes sense.
I also learned that they had four different sizes of Frosties.
Oh, I knew that because I always used to get the mini size. The mini is like, it's like the kid size. It's smaller than small. And I always thought it was so cute and little. I mean, when you're a kid, everything's big, so it didn't seem that little, but nowadays it's like a shot of chocolate.
You know, I don't get fast food that often, but when I do, like, if I get a soda or something, I'll get like a medium, and I'm always shocked about how friggin' huge that is.
Oh yeah, I'm sure.
And I think like, how on earth is this a medium?
I'm sure between then, even then, now, 89 to now, like drink sizes have gone up like crazy. Didn't they talk about that in that documentary, Super Size Me?
I think they did actually.
Where they showed like a McDonald's medium in like the 60s and 70s, and then one now, and it's like twice as big. Well, they, you know why? Is because drinks, soft drinks, are one of their largest profit items because it costs them pennies on the dollar to pump in that liquid, and then they charge you $1.75 for it, and you know it costs them 10 cents. Which is funny because
I
mean, that's why usually they don't give a super shit if you do a bunch of refills. Because they have such a high profit margin on it. So that's probably what allowed them to make bigger and bigger sizes, is because they're like, it gets the children addicted. And, you know, it keeps them coming back. We gotta get the crack off the streets. The smack.
I'm kind of curious how big the large
was back
Frosty
then?
The large Frosty is.
Now? I don't know. I can Google it.
Because I doubt it's the same as a large soda. Because, I mean, that would be ridiculous.
It's the size of my head.
Well, while you're looking up, why don't we actually
play a little
Frosty our listeners? Clip? Yeah, here, let's hear a clip from the chili video.
I can take it.
Featuring Frosties.
Featuring Frosties.
When you're talking chili Frosty milk or cookies, there's some simple things that you've got to know. Like chili comes in large and small, both for the dining room and the cups are to go. Always got to make sure that you stir it right before you put the chili in the bowl or cup. Use a figure eight motion from the bottom to the top to really get it stirred up. For a small serving, get the 8-ounce ladle open to a half inch from the top of the cup or bowl.
See, what they want you to do is they want you to pour the Frosty into the chili, mix it all up, and make a room temperature food.
A really sweet room temperature chili.
You see, this is what we feed to the folks in the old home. It keeps them alive just enough.
Is this Dave Thomas again?
So I looked up...
Oh, wait.
Yes?
Oh, wait, one more thing I wanted to say before we move on. Something I learned from the burger flipping video,
yes.
Grill skills, is that if you do screw up a burger, I mean, obviously they don't want you to serve it if it looks shitty.
Yeah.
But they say that if you screw up the burger, it's okay. They use that meat for the chili.
Ew.
So it doesn't go to waste. Unless it has cheese on it, and then they get rid of it.
I guess that makes sense.
But if it's just regular meat by itself.
You just mince it up or whatever. That's a good point.
Yeah.
I know when I worked at the deli in one of the grocery store chains, they, you know, in delis, they often, especially towards the winter months, they have like little rotisserie chickens you can buy, like whole rotisserie chickens.
Oh, yeah.
Any ones that they don't sell that day, they put in the cooler overnight, and then the next morning, they shred the chicken all up and use it for the chicken salad. So I always thought that was actually kind of a smart use of chicken, so it doesn't go to waste.
Yeah, you would be
horribly surprised, though, at how much food gets thrown away. I'm sure it's probably just as bad at fast food places, but to see the amount that's of food that's just literally just thrown away in dumpsters every day in like the deli and the bakery and the meat department at grocery stores is like, it almost is sad because I'm just like, this food can be used for some good, but health codes and shit probably prevents that.
Oh, that reminds me. I don't remember if I told you. I might have told you about this already. Maybe, I don't know if it was 6 months ago, but it was like before the summer. I did some freelance animation work for a student who was doing a documentary about wasted food, basically, in Orange County, California specifically. And so she did this experiment where she couldn't buy food or like eat anything for a week, I think, that wasn't like out of a dumpster.
Ew. And
it sounds terrible, but it was insane. She like ended up with like way more food than she could eat, and it was all like still in the package.
Oh yeah.
And like not even like gross food. It was like just fine. It was like just going to the grocery store and finding stuff.
I'm sure.
But it was free.
I read some statistic, I'm probably off base here, but that like almost 30% of all food purchased is never eaten and thrown away. Like, I don't know, that just seems sad. That just seems sad to me. It shows a combination of our like overconsumption and our abundant waste, obviously. Because, you know, people buy food that goes bad, or depending on its preservability, you know, they just never eat it. I don't know. It seems like there should be a better way to buy food.
Because this girl, I think, if I remember the video correctly, I think most of the food that she got was from dumpsters of, like, stores or restaurants.
Oh, I'm sure.
Not of, like, people's homes.
Yeah, duh.
Obviously. So yeah, I mean, that means that like stores and restaurants are just buying more food than they need and just throwing it away, like it's still in the package because it passes some arbitrary date, even though it's still good for weeks after that.
Yeah, I mean, unless it's like something that can literally spoil, like dairy or bread, I would think a lot of that stuff at least stays decent, at least, you know, maybe a couple, 3 or 4 days after they say, or like stuff that's cooked, like in the, what do you call it, the restaurants or the departments or grocery stores, it's cooked. If you just chill it, it can still stay good and you just rewarm it, but there's like, nope, gotta throw it away. It's, you know, it has to be fresh made every day. It's like, it's like people don't realize, you know, when they say fresh made every day, what that really means is we throw everything out that we didn't sell the day before. And it goes to waste because people are so over, you know, obsessed with life where it has to be the freshest food possible. It's like, well, that comes at a price. I love that our episode on 1980s Wendy's video has turned into like some sort of like consumerist, anti-consumer, like food industry.
That's why you listeners are here, right? Exactly. You're not here to listen to the music. You're here to listen to us rant about stupid shit.
I'm gonna go Bernie Sanders on people.
Yeah. So we listened to 3 of the 4.
Yes.
I think. Oh, you were gonna tell us about
Frosty sizes.
Frosty sizes.
Yeah, I googled large Frosty at Wendy's. I would have to say that a large Frosty is probably the size of about a medium drink anywhere else, which, as you said before, a medium drink is freaking huge. So,
yeah,
that doesn't
is
say
it
much.
The size of a medium drink at Wendy's?
No, I don't. Unfortunately, I'm not getting that comparison, but I'm just judging from spatial of how big it looks compared to other items. It looks like the size of a medium drink.
Well, a large classic chocolate Frosty is 580 calories.
580 calories, 1 gram of fiber, so it helps you take shits, and 16 grams of protein. of the 580 calories, 130 of those are from fat. The saturated fat is 9 grams, and trans fat, which, correct me if I'm wrong, was supposed to be slowly phased out of food, is 0.5, I believe so, is 0.5 grams. Trans fat is bad
which
fat.
Which is, that's small, I think.
No, it's not a lot, but, you know, like anything else, it adds up.
Why aren't these drinks saying, like, how many ounces they are?
Because they don't want you to know. It's a secret.
That's probably true.
See, the Junior Frosty is only 200 calories. I can do that.
Hmm. Yeah, anyway, so we won't make you listeners sad with all the details.
We just start listing the nutritional values of all the Wendy's products.
Yeah.
Because we can. Because they're public information.
Yay. So, the fourth and last video slash is my favorite. Song is my favorite as well.
Is completely the best video of all four.
Yeah. I think if you were going to get the vinyl, this would have to be.
And probably the best produced, I would say. You know, from a
videography
standpoint.
So. Yeah. So we saved the best for last.
Yes. So. And that is the hot drinks video.
Yes.
And it teaches you how to pour coffee.
Yeah. It's coffee, tea, and hot cocoa. I think yes. Of the three, and each one of them has a slightly different process. You gotta fill the drink up to no farther than the line on the cup.
Now, is there an actual physical line on the cup, or is it just like a visual thing? Because I mean, the video quality isn't great, so I couldn't see an actual.
I assume
line.
There's a line because they say fill it up to the line. If there wasn't a line there, I think it would be confusing.
Touché. I know Starbucks cups have lines too, so they know how to fill how much milk and pumps and shots to put in it.
Yeah, I'm actually, for some reason, drawing a blank on why this video is so awesome. I think it's
just the catchiest.
Yeah.
Because there's like the chorus of like, hot drinks really keep you going.
Yeah.
And they totally do keep you going, so it works. Mm-hmm. I don't know, I just think from a musical standpoint, I think it's the catchiest song. And there's actually like sort of a chorus refrain where the guy's like sipping on coffee and blowing it, and there's like this really very 80s backlight, like red backlight on him.
Yeah.
I don't know. It just makes the video because none of the other videos had like a chorus refrain like that.
Yeah. I guess I wouldn't say it was rap. I could say it's like Michael Jackson-esque.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's sort of in that
now
vein
I'm
of
just
music.
Now I'm just imagining Michael Jackson drinking Wendy's coffee. See, if McDonald's had these training videos, no one would have ever spilled coffee on that old lady and had her sue McDonald's for her burns. You remember that?
Yeah.
In the 90s
yeah.
or something? Yeah. I actually learned about that case in my business, what was it called? It was like my business legal studies class. It was basically like studying the legal cases of businesses. Obviously, McDonald's being a large business. Interestingly enough, when that woman sued McDonald's, she didn't initially sue them for, like, millions of dollars, like, you know, was said in the news. She sued them just for the cost of her medical bills to get skin grafts because the coffee that they burned her with was kept at 190 degrees. Starbucks coffee is, like, 150. So
why so hot? Like,
because, I don't know. Like, due to some standards back then, they have to keep the coffee really hot, probably so it doesn't go bad or something. God knows.
Huh.
But, so she actually had like straight up second degree burns on her thighs because 190 degrees is basically almost boiling.
Jeez.
And she just said like, you know, hey, this is messed up. Can you pay my medical bills? I'm an old lady. I can't afford this. And so instead, McDonald's attacked her. She came back sued, not physically, like, you know, they tried to crush her in legal shits. So she came back sued. And basically, it just became such a public spectacle that they ended up just paying her off with millions of dollars to get her shut up. But that was never the intention of the case. It's just that it exploded so much through media back then, and it became kind of the poster child of how over litigious America became, because people are like, you know, you can sue people for spilling coffee on you, but it's like it wasn't that frivolous of a case. It was actually like something serious, and it wasn't like she demanded millions of dollars from them.
It's also probably the poster child for like the whole like warning labels for stupid reasons
exactly.
phase.
Yeah. Oh yeah. That's another thing that people were pointing out is like, oh, you know, now they have to have warning labels that say your coffee is hot. It's like they only did that because to prevent future legal,
yeah.
legal, you know, incursions. but the initial case wasn't so, you know, it wasn't like some frivolous old lady who wanted to become a millionaire. It was a lady that got burned by some hot ass coffee and just wanted them to pay her medical bills.
I unfortunately can't think of any specific examples of this, but I was listening to a podcast a while back, and they were, I think it was actually a radio show or something, and they had people like submit like the most outrageous like warning labels they could find, and it was funny listening to all this really weird random stuff. It's like you would never it was so obvious that like they were only there because of lawsuits that had happened.
Oh yeah. Exactly. And that's the sad thing, is that the fact that someone sued a company and then that had to be put there because of that. Yeah. Or maybe, I think it's more, maybe not necessarily that it happened, it's just they want to cover all their bases of being sued. Yeah. Like when you see, those goofy, like, stick figure pictures of, like, shit falling on people or whatever, and it's like, don't do this or you will die. It's like, well, no shit.
Well, we should probably listen to Hot Drinks because our listeners are going to kill us if we keep talking and don't give them a little piece and don't of give something
them
good.
And don't give them their hot drinks. Okay, yes. Sounds good.
As the need arises, coffee's holding time is 30 minutes. That's so long. It can stay there before it starts to taste too strong. Hot, hot, careful when you pour it. Hold it steady upon the counter. Let it sit. It in until our coffee reaches the line. Pop a top on it, get a lid every time. Wendy's coffee tastes so fine. Hot drinks really get you going, warm you up when you feel you're slowing. Wendy's, we always serve it right away. Have a smile and have a nice day.
Hot drinks really get you going. Man, I don't know why this song's really catchy. I want to play this in the morning while I drink Starbucks.
No, you have to drink Wendy's coffee now.
God, and then like shit my pants.
Yeah, that too. I was gonna say you could critique them while they're pouring it.
Exactly.
If we're gonna talk about things that we learned from these videos, one thing I learned kind of as a reply to something you said a few minutes ago.
Yes.
About them keeping it hot because it goes bad or something. They say in this video that I think they say it's only 30 minutes. The pot only stays for 30 minutes before they pour it out.
Have to redo it or whatever.
Yeah. So
that's interesting.
That's one example of something that's.
Well, nobody wants stale coffee, so.
Yeah.
I suppose that's their logic. I'm sure they stop. Do they stop making coffee after the morning, or do they just make it all day because someone wants coffee at like 4 p.m. or something?
I don't know. That's a good. I mean.
I don't. McDonald's is now serving breakfast all day, so maybe...
They probably don't brew caffeinated all day, but they probably will make it for you if you order it.
Probably.
Like, it'll just take longer, I imagine. Because, I mean, they're not going to, like, say, no, we won't make this for you because they want money. I assume. I don't know.
I really love the refrain in this. When he blows on the coffee.
Yeah. See, actually, that's a good point. You listeners have been hearing clips from these songs, but you can watch all of these as well.
I honestly think watching them is the only way to do it.
Oh yeah, absolutely. I mean, that's like listening to Thriller versus watching the music video for it.
Very, very, very good example.
Yeah.
Or metaphor.
So you could just go to YouTube or Google and just type in Wendy's training videos, and it should come up with pretty much all these different songs.
Yeah, and blame Dave Thomas if they're taken down.
So once again, they're called Grill Skills, Cold Drinks,
Hot Drinks,
and then Chili Can Be Served With Cheese.
Such good song titles.
Yeah.
Seriously, this needs to come out as like an EP. No, better yet, some electronic artist needs to freaking remix this into like some house music shit. Oh my god, that would be amazing. That would be so awesome.
Somebody get on that, please.
So yeah, if any of you guys are electronic artists yourselves or know anyone who does that sort of thing, please point them to these videos. I'm sure they're public domain enough that no one's gonna come after you.
Yeah,
they're company secrets of how to pour coffee. No one can know.
I mean, probably technically they're still owned by like Wendy's Incorporated or something, but like I extremely doubt like if anybody did anything with these, like they would freak. I don't think they would care.
Exactly. I'm sure some of the standards are probably changed by now. They're probably outdated to a degree for food safety reasons.
That's true. And I'm sure whatever training they have now is extremely dry and boring.
As much, yeah. Exactly. It probably has lots of, like, shallow depth of field. That's the new thing in, like, shooting videos. Everything has to have shallow depth of field. So, yeah, this has been our foray into the great world of 1980s fast food training videos. Next week, we'll be giving a audio tutorial on how to put together IKEA furniture.
That would actually be kind of cool. But we're not going to do that. We'll talk about something else.
Yes.
And yeah,
sorry.
Yeah.
I was just going to say, sorry we've been away so long. Partially my fault. Mostly my fault. All my fault. Moving is a bitch.
But it sounds like you're settled in. And
yeah, I'm getting settled. I got my computer set up. I got my trusty microphone, so I'm back on the funk scene.
Hooray. Until next week, whatever we end up talking about, you listeners can like us on Facebook at facebook.com/getyourfunk and subscribe to us on iTunes and follow us on soundcloud.com/getyourfunk. And was that it? I guess you can also find us on overmental.com as well. That's where we usually post these originally.
Our host site.
Yeah. I think that's it, though. It's been so long, I'm trying to remember if there's anything else.
I think that's it. Yeah. SoundCloud, iTunes, overmental, the big three.
And Facebook.
Thank you.
Oh, I think we're actually on Twitter as well.
Oh,
although
yeah.
Although I don't ever look at it.
Yeah, our Twitter is more of just like a Twitterified version of our Facebook.
Yeah, it's just to let you know when the episodes come out. If you're tweeting us, we don't actually know because we don't use it.
Yeah, sorry. Oh, we'd be better off sending us smoke signals. This has been your host, Kyle, soon to be Wendy's Burger Flipper Kyle.
And this is your hot drink pouring host, Peter.
Yay. Until next time, this has been Funk Radio.
Bye.
Love you. Hot drinks really get you moving.